Hey, it's Beth here. Okay, it's episode 117. Of course, it's over 65, over 66, and talking. And episode 117, and it is June 27th, 2020. I was going to say it's Saturday, but that doesn't even make any difference anymore. It used to. Saturday used to be fun. Saturday is just another day now, so who cares? That's just the way it is. But I thought it was interesting. I wanted to say Saturday, and I was like, wow, it's Saturday? This should be fun. But anyway, and I really cannot wait to get back to the movies, and I thought I was going to go to the very first show and see a bad movie and get my trolls back in business, in real business. But that's probably been put on hold, or if it hasn't, I shouldn't do it anyway. So I got the trolls on Netflix again. But first, I wanted to talk about Typhoid Mary because it's interesting. She's the first person who was asymptomatic that they really understood. She was asymptomatic and very, very contagious. So she, of course, came from Ireland, and that didn't help the Irish much. And she was an immigrant and a first generation, and she was the carrier. So she went from family to family. The whole family would get decimated with the illness. She was a cook, and she went through 9 families. Finally, she ended up with a family in Oyster Bay. Now, Oyster Bay was where all the very rich people lived in New York, and so the water was great and sanitation, and they weren't sure how this could have happened because there wasn't any typhoid fever in Oyster Bay, naturally, because rich people don't get sick. So they looked at Mary more closely. And then they were thinking, well, she's only a cook, and the disease, the germs, can't survive in heat. But then they figured it out. Her best dish was peach ice cream. And in the summers, that's when all the people got sick. So, and she, I guess she wasn't very clean. I guess she tried, but nobody was back then, I suppose. So that's how they figured it out. And she had made this family very sick, and they were very important. So she went to quarantine jail, an island, for 3 years and never got sick, just like before. But they explained to her just how it happens, that she is not contagious, but she is, she's not sick, but she's contagious. So they said, we'll let you be free if you promise that you will never be a cook again. And so they were watching her very carefully. And she said, this was her excuse. She said, I couldn't find another way of making a living. And I'm like, oh, really? You couldn't clean toilets? Because that job's always available. I mean, this is when I started not liking her. I really liked Typhoid Mary up till now, because I don't know if she could have told what the problem was, but they told her. So then what she does is she goes back to being a cook. And 5 years later, so who knows how many atrocities happened in the interim. But 5 years later, there was a huge outbreak in, you won't believe this, a maternity hospital. I mean, what are you doing there, Mary? And she had changed her name to Mary Brown. So she was obviously a bad person by now. And they say bad actor, and I don't think they should say bad actor. That just sounds like who's a bad actor? Jim Carrey. That you're a criminal. I wish we'd go back to the word criminal. She was a criminal when she changed her name. And she was a criminal when she went and worked in this baby hospital, a maternity hospital. She made all these people sick. One mother died. And so then the health inspectors come back and they're doing all the research and they look closely at this Mary Brown and they figure out that it is indeed Mary Mallon, and she changed her name. So she goes to quarantine island for life, which she deserved. I usually like to give women a break, but Typhoid Mary, you know, I tried to, you know, not hold her name against her or anything like that, but she was bad. And I think what happened to her was good. Like, And everybody knew the story. It was songs were written, plays were made, and you learned that you better not be a carrier. You better behave. So that was kind of a good thing. Anyway, I don't know why I wanted to talk about that, just because I thought it was interesting. Anyway, back to the trolls, who they're screaming at me. So, okay, I went through Netflix and I tried to find comedies because I just want to be happy and I just want movies that don't hurt or upset me or have anti-heroes right now. I can't do anti-heroes right now. I can't keep caring about a guy who cheats on his wife or hurts somebody. I'm just too totally sensitive right now. So I found very simply sweet movies. The first one is, I think I talked about this a little bit before. It's called Last Laugh, but you got to see it. It's got Chevy Chase, Richard Dreyfuss, and Andy McDowell, who looks fantastic. And it's the story of this agent, Chevy Chase, who helps Richard Dreyfuss, who gave up comedy to raise his son and become a dentist and be a good guy at the end of his life. It's very, very sweet. Really lovely. I forgot about everything. That's what these movies I've found are only meant to do. I mean, definitely not taking it to an Oscar contender, but I'm tired of seeing things I've seen before. And I'm really tired of getting hooked on sequels. I mean, I'm tired of binge watching. I want to just see something that starts and an hour and a half later it's over. I don't want to marry into a series that's going to take me a month to finish. I'm too tired for that. I just want a beginning and a middle and an end. Well, this one has a beginning and a middle and an end. The next one was kind of crazy. It's called Unicorn Store, and it's Brie Larson, and I think she wrote it with her friend. So it's very intimate, and it's about this girl that just doesn't want to grow up. And the funny thing to me about the movie was Joan Cusack, who I never get to see anymore. And she is so funny. And Bradley Whitford, they play the mother and father of this girl. And I'm sure everyone under 45 is looking at Brie while they're in scenes together. I'm looking at the mother and the father, and it's hysterical. Because she comes back to live in the basement, and it's just, it's so funny if you look at it through the lens of our age group. So just give it a try. Keep your eyes on Joan Cusack and how hard she tries to understand and make sense of what's going on, because this kid thinks she's going to get the unicorn. There's a real unicorn store. Samuel Jackson shows up and he's a unicorn salesman or a god of unicorns, and he's getting her a unicorn, and their faces while she's telling them is priceless. It's sweet and it's priceless. And it has a good moral to it, because they are also taking care of troubled teenagers. These people have their hands full. But it's beautiful. It's beautifully sweet. And it has a very nice end, which is all I'm looking for. I mean, no unicorns die. That's it. That's all I'm looking for. So then there's this other one. And you have to remember, like, younger people, a lot of them went through, like, there were a lot more divorces in their time. So there's a lot of movies about reconnecting with your dad. But, I mean, I had my dad, and he was there, but he wasn't connecting with me. He was like a 50s dad. He used the F word all the time, like, fine. You're fine, I'm fine. We're fine, good. You're fine, good. Good, fine. And he'd just be backing up the whole time. Like, I was an atomic bomb that could go off. He was afraid of girls. So this movie, even if you had a dad, you didn't have this dad. And the way they patch things up is really kind of cute. So that was just cute. And it's Kristen Bell, and she's sweet in this one. She doesn't think she's the most gorgeous person in the world. And Kelsey Grammer is good. Well, he can act, and he's charming in this. Now, the next one was the one that I had such a fun time watching. I don't even know if anybody but me has seen this one. It's called Someone Great. And it was written and directed and produced and whatever else by Gina Rodriguez, the girl who does Jane the Virgin, which I never even saw that show. She's with her two best friends, and she just broke up with her boyfriend of 9 years because he won't follow her to Seattle when she gets a great job. They live in New York City. So the girlfriends are going to take her out for one last romp before she moves to San Francisco. It is so real, and it is so funny. And her two friends are so bad at helping. They just try to get her high, and it's got such a good heart, and it really seems like it really happened. It must have been a lot of ad-libbing going on while they were in their scenes. I felt like I was with them. Like, I just felt like I got away, that's all I'm trying to do. I'm just trying to find you places. And I've seen a lot more movies than these movies, but they never stopped me from thinking. These movies were a reprieve. This one was a huge reprieve. It was just good-hearted, and it was silly, and they were young, and they were beautiful, and God, Gina Rodriguez is gorgeous. She's the camera loves her, and she's got such a good personality. So, and her two friends were great too. So that was a lot of fun. That was my favorite. Then I watched this thing called The Clapper. Now this was very inside baseball, but it's the story of this guy, and he is an audience member in commercials and on TV shows with audiences, and he gets told to ask these questions, and he looks like every man. And I've been told, even by Rodney Dangerfield, right after we got married, we went to Las Vegas, and they had huge, huge dining rooms where performers would come out. I mean, there were thousands of people in this place. And we were pretty much in the front row because at the time, my husband was going on, not junkets, he was going to Las Vegas. And if he played for 5 or 6 hours a day, $50 minimum, he got his room and any show he wanted to go to for free. So we would go. And I wanted to see Rodney Dangerfield because I adore him. And my father had been a friend of his in New York. So, I mean, I worshipped him. So we go to the show. And I mean, there are thousands of people there. And he's doing a show and he stops and he goes, "Where's the laugh?" And I'm like, I'm looking around just like everyone else. Everyone's fingers are pointing at me. He says, "Stand up." I'm like, 22 years old, it's Rodney Dangerfield. And he looks at me and he goes, "Take off all your clothes." And I started taking off all my clothes. And they said, "Stop, stop, stop." And that was how I know that I'm a great audience. Individual audience, not an audience. I'm an individual audience. This guy was a great audience and he made a career out of it. But some late night talk show noticed that he wears mustaches and beards and he's in all these scenes and all these commercials. He was making a good living at it. So they go searching for him. And that's kind of the premise of the story. And Amanda Siegfried is in it. And Tracy Morgan is very funny in it. And it was just kind of a silly little movie, and it was so small and such a little storyline that I just sort of got into it. Like I was just there. Then Brenda Vaccaro plays his mother, and I haven't seen her in years. It was so wonderful to see her, and she looks great. She used to be so popular and she went away. And actually, when I lived in Dallas, her family had this pizza, very famous, very good pizza restaurant called Campisi's. And she was the daughter of the owners. And we used to go to Campisi's. It was a big event and the pizza was amazing. Now, they just happened to have a monkey in the kitchen. And back in the 50s and 60s, that was fine. And everybody knew the monkey. And, you know, he mostly stayed in the kitchen. But unfortunately, it became a big scandal when the health board came down on this restaurant. And they pulled out of it, but it was kind of a bad thing. And I did hear that Brenda was back in Dallas for a while, but I lost track of her because she wasn't in any more movies. And she was living with Michael Douglas for a while. And she was in Superman movies. She was huge, and she was so adorable. And I think she was on a TV show. I loved her voice. I loved her look. And then all of a sudden, she was gone. Anyway, in The Clapper, she's back. And it's great, just great to see her. So I mean, you get to a certain age and you want to see all the old actors like Richard Dreyfuss and Chevy Chase. And they, you know, you want to see them having a good time. And they, Brenda Vaccaro plays this guy's mother, and she's awesome at it. Well, she nailed everything she ever did because she's a great actress. But anyway, that's probably the main reason I love this movie. I got to tell you this one movie, if you haven't seen it yet, it's very old. It was written by Preston Sturges, and it's called Sullivan's Travels. And I've told you about it one other time, but it's perfect for right now. And Veronica Lake's in it, absolutely gorgeous. And you would not guess that this movie was filmed from the time she was 6 months pregnant till she was 8.5 months pregnant, and you cannot tell. And she fought the studios tooth and nail to be in the movie pregnant. And Joel McRae said, the star, he said, I won't do it if you don't let her do it. So it was sort of like she was fighting for the team, for the girl team, way, way long ago. And she did the movie, and it was amazing, and no one ever knew she was pregnant. It was a big secret for a long time. So that's kind of a cool part. But what's really great is the story. And the story was written during a time that's kind of like the times we're going through. And the moral to this movie, and one of the scenes where they go in this church, you will just feel in awe. This movie changed me. Like maybe 5 movies in my whole life have changed me. This movie humbled me. The story is so beautiful. And the end has a moral to it that I don't usually like morals. But this one was so pure and so good that it went right into my soul. But it's a salve, S-A-L-V, for right now. It's what you need. I mean, drinking's great, and I get it. Overeating's great, and I get it. This movie will soothe your soul. So I don't mean to be, you know, I don't mean to act like I know everything, and I don't, but I know this. Give Sullivan's Travels just a chance. You can get it on TCM. You can probably find it anywhere. It's free, probably. Just YouTube it. It doesn't matter, and it's black and white. But it's gorgeous. So The Trolls totally made me say that for you again. So anyway, back with The Trolls. They're furloughed, not getting paid much, bored out of their minds, just like I am. But these are some Netflix that just might fit the bill. So just stay calm. It does seem like we got tripped up getting out the door this time. I mean, it's really depressing because I was ready to go. But, you know, and wearing masks, yeah, wear your masks. But take it easy out there, even with your masks on, okay? So I'll be back, and just keep sane. That's our job right now. Just keep as sane as you are. I know you're not totally sane. I'm not totally sane, but I haven't dropped down a notch. I mean, I'm holding my own dog paddling in the deep end of the pool constantly, but I'm not going down yet, and neither are you. So let's just hold on the best we can, and I will be back. Thank you. Bye-bye.